This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I would like to present a little test for you guys.
No, pop quiz.
I always had test anxiety.
That's why I didn't tell you ahead of time.
But now
so
it's
no
doubled.
And there's a test for the listeners as well.
Okay. All right. They're going down with this. Are we grading on a curve? Listeners, we need you.
Okay. So there's a story out. BuzzFeed had a story of who you want to be stuck in an elevator with.
Have you guys been stuck in an elevator?
So short amount of time.
Really?
But because you don't, because there's, you're in a box, it's not a glass elevator, mm-hmm. and you, so you can't see anybody working on it. Like, I don't remember how long it was, but it just feels like it could potentially be forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like, there's no indicator that it's going to ever end. So you're
was
just
it
like
jam-packed?
No.
Oh, nice.
But just like two other people, and you're just like...
So did you use a pee corner way too quick? Like, oh, I guess we're not even stuck.
No, I started trying to create alliances. I started a survivor-esque thing. Like, we don't need this other person.
Just dead weight. Get him out of here.
We're eating that guy. Oh, the door's open. Oh, good to see you, Bob.
Yeah, kind of.
I've been stuck in one for like
long?
Over an hour.
Shut up.
And there were like 10 people in it.
In like a good size elevator?
No, we could not move.
And did you know the 10 people? Or like,
yeah,
was it
was all like, it was in high school, so it was all students.
Oh, okay.
And Sergio, he was the last one in, so we blame him, love him. But like,
oh, but it was one of the weight things. You guys screwed it up.
We did.
Oh, no.
And so the fire department had to come and get us.
And hoist you out?
Yes.
Were you halfway between floors?
Yes. Oh, no. It was
I've
so
talked
scary.
About this before. I won't do it.
You gotta just go real quick.
No, real quick. You know, gravity's quicker than you. What?
Tuck and roll.
No yeah. way. They'd have to like slingshot me out. They'd have to tie a bungee around me and go like 3, 2, 1, boing. And like, I'd have to like whoop. Like
it's got
to
be a little easier though when there's a big, handsome, muscular fireman.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right here, Aaron.
It was like, nice.
You're totally diving.
Did you go arms first, legs first?
Legs first.
What? So you were going down?
Yeah.
Not up?
Not up. Yeah, down.
I'm trying to figure out which way I'd want to. Oh my God. This is not what this was supposed to be about. But it's giving that. You want to talk anxiety. The idea of being. You know this about me. If I'm holding the elevator for you guys, I will only use like. I'll only put my hand in.
Don't use your arm. Because leg prosthetics are a lot cheaper than arm prosthetics.
Smart. Mm. Most of the time I just put my one foot in.
Yeah.
I put my left foot
yep.
in.
Don't need that one.
And I put my left foot out.
Okay.
And I put my left foot
in. You shake it all about.
Okay, so here's a question for the listeners.
Okay, back to the test. Right.
303-222-5423. Text in. And I want you to understand, listeners, I see you. I know what you're going to do. I know you hate me. Okay? It's fine. You text in 303-222-5423. You have to be stuck in an elevator for probably a few hours.
Okay.
With one of us.
Oh.
Now, the real question that BuzzFeed tackled had oddly nothing to do with the cast members of the Slacker show. Yeah. It was just about famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Valid. Like,
what gives?
Right. We didn't make the list. None of us made the list. But you have to choose between the three of us. And if you can put some reasons why, like, I choose T-Hack because I just want to take it off the table. You cannot choose Aaron to sleep with her.
Yeah, that is not one of the reasons for anyone.
A lot of unsent messages coming in on the text line.
Is that all? Boom, boom. Because, I mean, that's not fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could. If you think you can land any of us in the 2 hours we have in an elevator.
It just feels like too traumatic of an experience to be getting it on, I would think. Like,
have you not thought about, like, if the world was ending, final
you'd
3 minutes?
Over, right?
What?
You'd come over, right?
Oh.
Okay. See what I'm doing?
Another one of those.
I'm just, yeah. God, in fuego today. Okay, but if it was a big enough elevator, because I've been stuck in two elevators. One was in like an apartment complex where they have, it's basically the phone book with a pulley.
Yeah.
Or a phone booth with a pulley.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the ones that definitely said the weight thing would be an issue. And we were stuck in that one. And that one was a little more packed. There'd be no room to boink in that one. It'd be the airplane bathroom kind of boink.
Okay.
Which wouldn't be good.
All right. Yeah, you know we'll take it off the table.
Okay, so the boinking. Okay, so anyway, who would you choose from our show to boink? I mean, to be in an elevator, to be in an elevator with. Now you can also text in. Now that we've gotten some of the texts on that, what celebrity would you want to be in an elevator with?
Mm.
We have the whole list here, but like, do you have one in mind that just goes like, because there's certain guys that you would just be like, I don't know.
Brendan, I just feel like, Brendan Fraser.
Why?
I feel like he's got great stories. He's a nice man. We could just chat it out and time would go by real quickly.
Yes, the nice man thing is an interesting point because for me, I would think, oh, Michael Jordan, that would be cool. But I think he's kind of a jerk. And I don't think
that's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't
exactly
go well. Like, he wouldn't want to chat and me be like, oh, I love your sneakers. Like, what did you think when you wore? He'd be like, shut up. Leave me alone.
Like, I'm already stressed. We're stuck in this elevator.
Yeah. We're Brendan Fraser. That's a good point. I think he would be kind and friendly.
Aaron is killing this. You're killing this.
Thank you.
That's really good. Because, like, that's exactly what you got to do. I was thinking, like, right away, I'm like, maybe Post Malone or somebody who's really cool. But, like, he smokes a lot. Like, he'd smell. Do you know what I mean? You'd be like, ugh.
He'd probably light up in the elevator.
Yes!
And now it's over.
Yeah. It'd be like, ugh. I mean, he's so cool. But, like,
yeah.
You could. I don't think you'd want to be in a confined space with Post Malone.
Mm-hmm. Benson Boone. You'd be like, look, I mean, we got to take our shirts off, right?
No!
I mean,
you have to
boink, but you got to take it off.
Why would you take your shirt off?
It's a safety thing, Benson. Come on.
If there's not enough room to boink in an elevator, he can't do his front flip.
It's for safety.
So not Benson.
No.
Who's your person? Like, the number one person on the list is Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And I don't think that's it.
I think he would also be, like, a super comforting guy.
I think he's pretend nice.
I don't think so. I think he's actually nice.
I don't know. I think maybe
he's been so famous for so, so long that he knows how to play the game.
I don't know. I think,
you know, like,
can I share an unpopular opinion that I know, T-Hack, you will get behind 100%?
Okay, yeah.
Dave Grohl. Taylor Swift. Like, you have a list of people that you want to fail. Like,
there's something sus.
There's something under there.
Yeah.
Time's ticking is how I feel. I don't want them to fail. I just feel like once you get to a certain level
of perfection,
and you're managing your public persona and everything.
You did say Dave Grohl, and then it came out that he cheated on his wife. Mm. You did say, did you say Ryan Reynolds? Was
no, they were up there. Ellen was on the list.
Yeah.
Everyone loved Ellen, and then now people don't like Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Would you get in an elevator with her?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about getting stuck on an elevator with somebody. Mm-hmm. Nobody look at the text messages because I don't want, like, I don't want to know if people don't want to be stuck with me.
There's one person that said that they would nobody blank said, you in there.
Okay, it's... Thanks, Mom. You. So BuzzFeed had a thing of like, what celebrity would you most want to be stuck in an elevator with if you had to be? And we flipped it into which one of us. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll share those results someday. But right now, like, the number one person on the list is Tom Hanks. And I, like, we got off on the tangent of like some kind of the celebrities you want to see fail. I don't want to see him fail, but I think your point, just to circle back to that, there are certain people like Taylor Swift, and I don't want to see her fail either, but it's like, she has such a tight grip on her image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we don't know what's real anymore because she only lets out what she wants to let out.
Right.
Yep. I would put Taylor, I would put Beyonce on the list. Mm-hmm. Who is it? Oh, The Rock is the other one. Who knows The Rock?
Nobody
The really Rock. Knows. And that has me concerned. That's all. Yeah. I don't want to see anybody fail, but I'm proved right when they do. So.
Wow.
Just want you to know that when they fail, TIAC will be taking over the radio station going, ha ha! Aaron said Brendan Fraser, and would you believe it? He's on the list.
Oh, I didn't know
He's
that.
He's number 5 on the list.
Wow. He's my number 1.
Like, you're crushing it. Number 2 on the list is Paul Rudd.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I would like anyone listening, text in 303-222-5423, or anyone in this room, step up and say why Paul Rudd shouldn't be on the list, because I will hurt you.
No, he should absolutely
he should be
on the
number
list.
1.
Yeah.
Unless we're missing something, he's funny, mm-hmm. he's charming, he's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks great for his age. He doesn't age.
He seems like he probably smells delicious.
Yeah. Very warm and inviting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like if it was a cold elevator, you guys could like...
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It all leads to boinking at some point.
No. Just like I can see you. You asked Benson Boone to take his shirt off.
He would turn around when it was pee corner time. He would try to give privacy.
He would.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd take his shirt off and snuggle with you, though, to get for like body heat?
Yes.
Paul Rudd's at the top of my list.
Okay.
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah. Buddy. Mm-hmm.
Is it just me? Does he seem like he could smell a little bit?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't.
It's just because he's got that unkempt.
No,
like he pulls off the unkempt look so well that it seems like he's not pulling it off. He might actually be.
No,
unkempt.
No, I think he smells delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd want to be in there with him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear him talk. God, I love his accent.
Yeah. Just, do you think he'd talk to you? Do you think he'd be friendly?
Oh yeah.
You're stuck in the elevator, bro. No, well, but you're right. Like, there's certain guys, like you said, Michael Jordan would just be like, we got to get out of here. I can't be in this elevator with you.
Yeah.
Pedro
Especially
would
with
be
you
able
fangirling.
To,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a fine line. You can't fangirl too hard.
Oh my God. Michael Jordan would hate you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He would try to climb out of the elevator.
He would.
For sure.
He'd be like, I'll risk dying and falling to my death.
I have this shoe and then I have this shoe and I also have this shoe.
That
and
you're like, leave me alone. You would be.
Here, I got pictures on my phone. You can see, my son has something. You're like, leave me alone.
Here's
me alone.
Bobby Bones giving me a Travis Scott shoe. Here's, oh my God. All right, so who do you want? You already said Brendan Fraser. Yeah. You got anybody else? Because you know who's on the list that I don't understand, but he's way at the bottom? Is Timothée. Timothée Chalamet.
I would take him.
Ooh, Benedict
like
Cumberbatch. Or David Tennant.
Why? Benedict?
Yeah.
He's just
like
got such a weird
or
face.
Or Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Yeah.
He's too intense.
He's got to be a jerk.
Yes.
He strikes me as a jerk.
Yes.
He's a jerk in like a good way.
Aaron, you're stuck in a 4x4 elevator.
Yeah.
You're still talking to me, huh? That's my Downey Jr.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know what you think.
You're still talking. I see you're still talking. I was in Iron Man. It's not terrible.
Now there is a fierce competition right now between Michael Jordan and Robert Downey Jr. for who hates you more. Okay.
I wear blue glasses. Okay. No.
Oh man.
I'm getting a lot of texts. People don't want to be stuck with me. They're coming in.
Do we have the thing where people can get on the Odyssey app and talk to us?
Yeah.
Is that a thing they can do?
Yep.
We have that?
You can search for Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, and then there's a talk, like, leave a voice message,
yeah. I think is what it is.
Could anybody out there who does a better Robert Downey Jr.
please
go on the Odyssey app right now and go, like, are you still talking? What are you, why are you doing Sean Connery? Yeah.
I don't know.
Do it one more time.
I'm Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. Yeah.
There's more to the list.
I'm stuck in
but
this
I
room.
Don't see
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.